You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, for my regular catch-up with Te Pāti Māori, I spoke with co-leader Debbie Nārua-Packer about the beginning of Matariki season and celebrating the event with a public holiday next year. We also talk about the government approval for the Dome Valley dump to go ahead, and then finally we discuss the disbandment of the Auckland branch of School Strike for Climate due to internal racism. To begin with, Matariki season has begun and next year the event will be celebrated with a public holiday. Could you speak as to what the Māori Party's position is on Matariki becoming a public holiday?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I don't know if you know the context of this, but Te Pāti Māori were one of those that originally had submitted and expressed the desire that we actually start celebrating holidays and events that reflect that we're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where Polynesians, we're not in Europe. And I think that, you know, this is something we strongly support because it is about getting to know our environment and getting to know the context and the history for why it's important that we align, you know, for where we live, not just physically but values-wise as well. So we're extremely supportive of it and hope that it's the start of us bringing more out. You know, we were a culture of navigators, and I think the more we understand our environment and who we are, the better we are for our future country.
Great. Okay, so let's move on to the Dome Valley issue. So last week, consent was granted to Waste Management to go ahead with the Dome Valley landfill. Opposition to this decision by Mana Whenua and the local community groups has been significant. Yep. What is the Māori Party's position on the decision?
Oh, look, it's important, and we will always, and I can't say this enough, we will always be a party that supports Tangata Whenua's expression to Tino Rangatiratanga and Ngāti Whātua Hapu, Te Uri Oho, you know, that we support the decision to fight and make sure that they're able to, you know, to be able to practice and be kaitiaki that they want to be. I think it's really, really important that, and I feel for them at a personal level because we've been caught up in similar battles with the seabed mining in Te Tai Hauauru and in Taranaki, where environmental court and commissioners have given approval to activity that doesn't align with our values, and we worry about the desecration and what this means for future generations. So we totally support the activity and what it is that they need to lead off on. It's a shame that we continuously are having to justify our roles as kaitiaki and go in various courts and ways to do that.
Now, I was doing some reading on this this morning, and there were a couple of opinion pieces by journalists that said that the Dome Valley issue is a good opportunity for the Māori Party to take a significant environmental stance, considering that the Green Party gave consent to the company to go ahead with this. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the sad state is, it's not my politics to chuck off at another party and what their vision was. But, you know, we had the Green Party in government when the seabed mining, you know, has continued to press on. And for whatever reason, it's not a position that is reflective of a lot of those of us parties that not only are intent on protecting our environment, but most importantly for supporting Mana Whenua and their connection to our whenua and their specific needs to push on with this and protect it. The Pāti Māori, I saw that article you're talking about, and the reality is it's our role to support those leading off. And, you know, and I think that's where we're best positioned. We use our sphere of influence to protoko the battle that the Mana Whenua are doing. And I think it's really important that that's where we protoko. And unfortunately, we continuously are seeing Mana Whenua in these positions that I just don't need to be in if the values of protecting and erring on the side of caution were respected.
Now, moving on to School Strike for Climate, the Auckland chapter of School Strike for Climate has disbanded after admitting it is racist. Māori and Pacifica have said they have been marginalised and shut out of the climate action movement with School Strike for Climate. What are your thoughts on this? Has the Māori Party made a statement on this, or had any thoughts about Māori and Pacifica or being excluded from this very relevant issue to people living in the Pacific and coming from the Pacific?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think I recognise all protectors of our environment and fighters for climate change. I think it's the right thing to do. First of all, we haven't made a statement. We've been watching this go down, and we've been watching this for comments, and I think, you know, the first thing is when we are marginalised, as tangata whenua, as tangata moana, the right thing is to acknowledge that hurt, and I think the most important thing is to recognise and then recover from that position. The fact that there's, they recognise this and an apology can never be enough is a step in the right direction towards showing leadership in, you know, whether it's a conscious bias or unconscious behaviour. It's really important that racism and the points of racism are acknowledged and then dismantled. So, you know, I think you know, they're moving in the right direction, and I think, if I remember right, it was Te Ara Whatu that have supported this move, and certainly Pākehā Māori will always support those that are acknowledging the trauma of racism and genuinely working towards dismantling it. And that's all that we can do. And then, you know, see what comes out of that recovery process. I'm really close with Andrew Judd, and he was a previous mayor, an ex-mayor in New Plymouth, which suffered extreme racism. And I've been absolutely supportive of the recovery that he's doing and hearing as a tangata tiriti and what, you know, what the role is. And I think this is a step definitely in the right direction.
What would you say to those people who potentially critique the move as being something that will stunt the climate movement, particularly for young people?
I don't know if that does stunt. Yeah, I actually think what it does is it morphs into something that has acknowledged that it needs to pivot and grow, and acknowledges that this is where it was going, and this is where we need to continuously be. So I think you can do and, like, you can work and be part of a strike for climate change. You can be part of doing Kripapa like that. They acknowledge that actually there may be a part of it that we got wrong, but actually we can still work together towards finding what the next phase of us is going to look like. And I don't think we should ever be insecure about getting things wrong and then how we pivot and do the next phase of it. And I think, you know, that's a really strong movement to be able to address some of the things, and then how it leads off at a regional level and what everybody else needs to do to self-reflect and to be better. And I think this is the discussion we're having as a nation. How do I reflect on how do I be better, and then what do I do with that knowledge that I know, you know, and then how do I lead that way forward? And I think this is a really great opportunity. I don't think it deflects away from the importance of climate change and climate strike. In fact, what I think it does is it presents an opportunity if they decide to take that on together.
You're tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. That was co-leader of Te Pāti Māori, Debbie Ngāre Wapaka, speaking a little bit about a few issues, Matariki, Dome Valley, and this disbandment of the Auckland branch of School Strike for Climate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.